This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's not really any of my business, and I do ask non-lasciviously. I really do. But what are you wearing? Are you still at home and dressing for a professional Zoom up top, but maybe sweatpants and flip-flops out of camera range? Or are you back at the office and the dress code has perhaps slipped a little bit? It's relevant because there is news today that the clothing rental company Rent the Runway is going to go public, aiming for a valuation of as much as $1.5 billion. How, though, to make the subscription clothing model make sense in this pandemic clothing moment? Marketplace's Caroline Champlin is on it.
Before the pandemic started, Kate Lamberton rented a dress for a gala through a Rent the Runway subscription.
And then I didn't leave my house for the next 4 months.
And the dresses stayed in the closet.
I would look at those dresses and think, I wonder if I'll ever wear that again.
And like a lot of people, Lamberton, a marketing professor at the Wharton Business School, ended up canceling her subscription and actually hung on to the clothes.
I felt like somebody who kept a library book for too long, right? I was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed to send this back.
Keeping tabs on the products is one of the challenges of this business model because, says Forrester analyst Sucharita Kodali,
they have the complexity of both outbound logistics as well as reverse logistics, and both are beasts.
So as part of those reverse logistics, the company has to pay to have the clothes dry cleaned and sometimes repaired. Then there's the trend towards casual wear. Rent the Runway has mostly been geared towards dressy or business casual.
We're still not back to work, and I don't know that we're going to be back to work in the way that we were back to work in 2019.
Kodali says, with that in mind, it might be a difficult time for an IPO. But Wharton professor Lamberton says consumer surveys she's done show people may be ready to dress up again.
And what we're finding is that when people think about reconnecting with those that they haven't seen for a long time, they want to have been transformed.
Transformed, perhaps, by trying out designer brands. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.